right about that time, people. A fur trapper who was strictly commercial. Jumped up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
And had the audacity to start whipping on Bredo's favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. With the lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
Got me just about as evil as an Eskimo can be. Whereupon I proceeded to gather up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. And then I proceeded to And then I proceeded to, I pounced, and I pounced again, and I pounced one more time, and I jumped up and down on the, I took the deadly yellow snow, and I started rubbing it all into his beady little eyes, with a vigorous circular motion like this. Until the extract of the northern dog. Until the extract of the northern dog produced in him a terrible case of temporary snow blindness. I can't see.
I can't see temporarily.
I can't see. What if there's something good on TV?
I can't see temporarily.
Oh Lord, why did this have to happen to me?
I can't see temporarily.
He took a dog dew snow cone and stuck it in my right eye. And he took a dog dew snow cone and stuck it in my other eye. I never dreamed that an Eskimo could jump bad on me. God damn it, now I can't see. Well, this left the evil fur trapper in a terrible predicament. There he was, temporarily snow-blinded by the waste product of a northern dog, combined with a few little ice crystals. And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do about his defliction. So he sticks his hand up inside of his little parka and he scratches his head like people do when they're thinking. And suddenly it comes to him in a burst of illuminated, high-level energy, direct from Detroit, ladies and gentlemen. He remembers a legend that he had heard in his childhood about a mysterious individual who was lurking somewhere near the Columbia River Delta. A man of the cloth with legendary powers. His name was Father Vivian Oblivion. Dun dun dun. And so the evil fur trapper, injurer of baby seals, penitent though, you know, it bummed him out when he got it in his eye. He decided he's going to make it down there to St. Alfonso's Parish. Right down there, the Columbia River Delta, St. Alfonso, the patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. And so he starts trudging across the tundra. He's a tundra trudging motherfucker. Let's everybody trudge across the tundra one time. You see, it was his theory that if he made it down to St. Alfonso's just in time for their big annual pancake breakfast, that a liberal portion of the special margarine that they use on the pancakes there, if he rubbed that on his eyes, they would get back to normal. Because he'd seen that commercial on TV where the hat goes on your head, you know, with the good morning, your highness. Well, that's where it comes from, John.